Not everyone was satisfied with the results, however. The shortcoming of the Chehalian experiment was that it was not possible to get a truly accurate figure without knowing the actual density of the mountain. For convenience, Hutton had assumed that the mountain had the same density as ordinary stone, about 2.5 times that of water. But this was little more than an educated guess. One improbable-seeming person who turned his mind to the matter was a country parson named John Mitchell, who resided in the lonely Yorkshire village of Thornhill. Despite his remote and comparatively humble situation, Mitchell was one of the great scientific thinkers of the 18th century, and much esteemed for it. Among a great deal else, he perceived the wave-like nature of earthquakes, conducted much original research into magnetism and gravity, and quite extraordinarily envisioned the possibility of black holes, 200 years before anyone else, a leap of intuitive deduction that not even Newton could make. When the German-born musician William Herschel decided his real interest in life was astronomy, it was Mitchell to whom he turned for instruction in making telescopes, a kindness for which planetary science has been in his debt ever since. In 1781, Herschel became the first person in the modern era to discover a planet. He wanted to call it George, after the British monarch, but was overruled. Instead it became Uranus. But of all that Mitchell accomplished, nothing was more ingenious or had greater impact than a machine he designed and built for measuring the mass of the Earth. Unfortunately, he died before he could conduct the experiments, and both the idea and the necessary equipment were passed on to a brilliant but magnificently retiring London scientist named Henry Cavendish. Cavendish is a book in himself. Born into a life of sumptuous privilege, his grandfathers were dukes, respectively, of Devonshire and Kent, he was the most gifted English scientist of his age, but also the strangest. He suffered, in the words of one of his few biographers, from shyness to a degree bordering on disease. Any human contact was for him a source of the deepest discomfort. Once he opened his door to find an Austrian admirer, freshly arrived from Vienna, on the front step. Excitedly, the Austrian began to babble out praise. For a few moments Cavendish received the compliments as if they were blows from a blunt object, and then, unable to take any more, fled down the path and out the gate, leaving the front door wide open. It was some hours before he could be coaxed back to the property. Even his housekeeper communicated with him by letter.